together.
Pending rain.
Oh, yes. Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians joins us this morning. It's time for our Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bobby D, presented by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, I can't remember another season that started so weatherly, I guess, is the way to put it.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this has been not a very nice beginning of the month of April for those of us in the business of outdoor activities. You know, back in, 2007, I don't know, when we had to go to Milwaukee to open the season, that one, I think, was a little bit more difficult than this one when we had three straight snowouts and said, you know what, we have to go somewhere else to play. And hopefully it is all behind us as we look towards this coming weekend when the Tribe returns from Tampa. We have a three-game series starting tomorrow night in Tampa, and we come home to the New York Mets, one of the top teams in the National League, and the weather forecast seems absolutely perfect for baseball, so finally it's going to turn in our favor, it looks like.
Bob, a team needs to stay sharp early in the season. What do they do when they're on the road and they get word they're not going to play that day?
Well, each team gets their allotted time in the team's facilities. All these brand new ballparks or relatively new ballparks that are, you know, 20 years old were built with terrific indoor facilities, weight rooms, batting cages, et cetera. So guys will get their work in without having to go out on the field. And so they'll get their weight work in. The pitchers will be able to throw. Hitters will get into the cages and do their thing and make sure that they don't get stale.
Looks like it'll be 83 degrees in Tampa.
Indoors. Yeah, indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no question. We're playing these three, and then obviously when we come home to the New York Mets and the Seattle Mariners for a six-game homestand, the weather's going to turn, and we'll be fine there.
Well, let's talk a little bit of what we've seen so far. It's been 1 week since we talked. With the games that have been played, what's the sense of you see things as far as how we're getting off to a start in April?
Well, the other day when we played Saturday, you know, it's you're either hero or you're the goat when it comes to the bullpen, and Brian Shaw just didn't have it. We got the lead on a Yan Gomes home run. I'm liking what I see in Mike Napoli. I think he is going to be a terrific addition to this baseball team, adding power and the things he does playing over at first base. Frankie Lindor is just steady, stellar play, both offensively and defensively. Us getting these rainouts, that just means Michael Brantley will be able to play in two extra games that he didn't get to play in because of being on the DL. We'll see how soon we can get him back, although this weather has hampered both he and Lonnie Chisenhall from going down to the minor leagues and playing because of the postponements in those minor league cities as well. But pitching, I think Corey Kluber, when we go into Tampa to start a three-game series tomorrow, we are going to have Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar, the three that go into Tampa. I like our chances. I think those guys are going to absolutely love the fact they're going to be able to feel their fingers when they pitch the ball down there. So look forward to a big three-game set in Tampa. And then we come home again to two of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball, the New York Mets and the Cleveland Indians. And, again, it should be beautiful weather. Mariners come to town. We play two night games. Then we have very few noon games this year. So April 21 will be a day game, a rare day game on our schedule this year. A lot of 6 o'clock starts. But I'm liking the way we're pitching the ball and the way Mr. Napoli and Mr. Lindor for sure are playing.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio this morning of the Cleveland Indians as part of our Tribe Talk and Trivia presented by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And with opening day, the festivities, any reactions from everybody, the way the new scoreboard's looking and the way the sight lines have changed a little bit at the ballpark?
Yeah, people absolutely love the new scoreboard and the new sound system. Just we still need to tweak the sound system a little bit, but the scoreboard just overwhelming to people, as you could imagine, being as monstrosity that it is, and just being able to provide information in a unique way. You get yourself really staring at that thing because, you know, during an at-bat, it gives so much information on the hitter and the pitcher. You know, again, when you're sitting at home in your family room watching the TV and all the information pops up on the TV screen, well, you're getting all that at the ballpark now, which I think is a good thing for a fan who truly loves to keep tabs on all that news and information.
Speaking of watching TV, with the game yesterday being postponed, did most of them spend their time watching the Masters from wherever they were yesterday, given a chance to see something that they usually wouldn't have a chance to?
Absolutely. There's no way. I'll tell you, there's a guy on the airplane, I'm sure they tapped into watching it, and then when they got into Kevin, it depends what time. I'm not exactly sure what time our plane took off. But, yeah, our guys, 90% of them are golfers, and they would have had their eyes glued to all that and watching the, you know, the way Jordan ended up having, as he said, you know, 30 minutes. His swing went away from him, and then he had a chance with a couple putts to really make this thing rather historic. I thought it was terrific drama, and I was glued to it.
Yeah, of course, as an athlete, though, you could kind of, those players obviously can kind of feel for them and probably give a little bit of condolence their way after watching something like that. But with baseball, of course, they got the next day to change things around. Of course, golf, there's a little bit of a delay in that, but we look forward to Indians baseball this week against Tampa and the Mets. In fact, we've got some tickets to give away for the Mets-Indians game coming up next with our trivia question this morning from Dale's Market in Deli.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market in Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what is our trivia question this morning?
We'll do a simple one. Who holds the all-time career record for most doubles as a Cleveland Indian? All-time career record for the most doubles as a Cleveland Indian.
3220930 is the number, 3220930, and you'll pick up the four tickets to the Indians-Mets game coming up on the 15th. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Thank you.
All right, boys, have a good week.